Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, a proposed new criminal law directed at undocumented immigrants drew considerable heated debate. The bill would elevate federal civil offenses into state criminal offenses based on a person's immigration status. If it were to become law, it would be the kind of law that would draw constitutional challenges. What issues were raised in debate on the bill?
Representative David Hardin said House Bill 1362 would align Oklahoma's immigration policies with the Trump administration's policies and the Memorandum of Agreement Governor Kevin Stitt entered in February to enhance the implementation of his Operation Guardian. Representative Arturo Alonso Sandoval asked Hardin whether an undocumented immigrant who was arrested for another crime but eventually found innocent of that second crime would still be forced to serve a five-year sentence for being in the state without documentation. Hardin replied that entering Oklahoma, and by extension the United States, was a crime, and that they would be. House Minority Leader Cindy Munson said she was concerned resources available to law enforcement to implement the provision of the bills like Hardin's would be lacking. And Munson noted some law enforcement groups had opposed House Bill 4156, the anti-immigration bill that was approved in 2024 and prevented from taking effect by a federal judge. Hardin argued his bill did not apply additional pressure on any law enforcement agencies, and he reiterated, it simply brings in line the statute, taking this from a misdemeanor to a felony so that we're in line with the Trump administration. After the bill passed, Munson told reporters she expects it to pass the Senate and to be signed by Governor Stitt.
Another bill advancing could also run afoul of the Constitution. It's a new take on an Oklahoma sex offender sterilization law that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled violated the Constitution in 1942. That case was Skinner v. Oklahoma. What is the new bill proposing to do?
House Bill 2422 makes chemical castration a requirement for a child sex offender to be eligible for parole. Representative Scott Fettgatter, a Republican from Okemah and the author of the bill, said if you are convicted of a sex offender crime and you are sentenced, the only way you can be paroled would to be chemically castrated at your wishes, or you would serve your entire sentence. So there is a choice, but then there's not really a choice if an offender wants to be paroled. And that bill now goes to the Senate for possible further consideration.
The House of Representatives has passed and sent to the Senate a bill about shopping carts. It would make it a crime to take a shopping cart out of a retail establishment's parking lot. Now, we already have laws against stealing, so what is it about shopping carts that the bill's author thinks makes this bill necessary?
Representative Robert Worthen, a Lawton Republican, said retailers had told him that the theft of shopping carts is a major issue. One Walmart in Lawton, he said, reported on an annual basis losing 1,000 to 1,200 shopping carts a year, at a cost of about $200 to $230 each. Representative Forrest Bennett, an Oklahoma City Democrat, and other members suggested the bill was what Bennett called another effort to address the issue of homelessness. Worthen disagreed and said many individuals who were not homeless take shopping carts and then leave them in various locations. The bill passed 54 to 33, so that means there was bipartisan opposition to the measure.
We've been watching bills prohibiting cell phones in schools. What's the latest on that issue?
The Senate passed Senate Bill 139 Thursday. The bill originally would have prohibited cell phones on public school campuses bell to bell, the time between the first bell ringing at the start of the day until the dismissal bell at the end of the day. An amendment to the bill would require districts to restrict cell phones for only the upcoming 2025-2026 school year, and then districts could decide how to move forward with their policies.
The week ahead will be shorter than usual at the legislature.
It certainly will. Lawmakers will not meet Wednesday and Thursday so they can spend time with their families, as many children will be out of school on spring break.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online and find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to connecting Oklahoma physicians with matters that are important to Oklahoma patients. More on vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.